Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Good morning and welcome everybody to the Piworld Group interim results presentation for the 6 months to 30th of June 2021. Yes, indeed. My name is Mark Pickett. I'm the CEO of Tribal, and I'm joined by Diane McIntyre, who's our Chief Financial Officer. Her first analyst call. She's been with us 2 months or so, and she will be presenting the financial numbers after I've given them an overview of our overall performance for the half. So for those new to the Tribal story, just a quick overview on us. We are a market-leading provider of student information software solutions to predominantly the higher education and further education market. So that's software that supports the entire student life cycle in key markets of the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. Increasingly, though, our presence is in other markets such as Malaysia, Singapore. We have about 65% of the UK market. That's about 140 universities in total. Interesting enough, this half year, as we'll come on to talk about, we've just won another two of those universities in the UK. We're also a global provider of quality assurance and benchmarking solutions, mostly in schools, predominantly in the UK, in the US, and in the Middle East. Our vision as a company is to empower the world of education, so to provide solutions to support educational institutions. Our goal as a business is to be a pure play edtech software SaaS business with a global reach. And this is very much guides our decision making in terms of how we look to our future strategy, that we are firmly within education technology. We're very much driving software rather than broader services. And we're looking to extend our reach into new addressable markets. So for clarification, we've put together a couple of slides that show our product portfolio. The first is on our existing product set, and then the second is our new product portfolio. So this slide covers the five core existing student management system products that we have been offering for many years. So SITS Vision is our core higher education product. EBS is a product in the further education market that's a market leader in the UK. We have about 40% of the UK market. It's very strong in Australia, and it's strong also in New Zealand. MATAS is focused on apprenticeships, traineeships, and we've recently been successful selling it into universities to manage their degree apprenticeships. Calista is a product that is not sold. We acquired a group of universities who developed themselves the Calista product, and we manage that product for them, but don't actually sell it. SchoolEdge is a school's student management system product for schools solely in Australia. The key points about these products is they're mature in their market position, they are successful products, but they're not built on cloud technologies. And in the generation of products that they came from, they're more focused on the institution and how they manage the student life cycle than on students themselves. However, we continue to sell these products successfully into our markets. And we also see new revenue streams coming from Tribal Cloud Services. This is the service that takes the existing on-premise product and moves it into a standardized Tribal Cloud solution. So our new product portfolio is called Tribal Edge, which is a set of products that provide an ecosystem for universities based on native cloud technologies, tightly integrated, that address not only the university requirements, but also the student experience, which is very much becoming a competitive advantage for universities who can address that particular student experience. So these products are the ones we have currently available on the market. Student marketing and recruitment is about personalizing the journey for students in their assessment of the university before they then apply to it. Admissions product is the product that we have just recently released that manages the admissions process for a university, but also personalizes that for the students. Student support and welfare is about supporting the mental health of students. Submissions was our very first EDGE product, which was predominantly for the regulatory reporting for universities in Australia, now successfully sold to all those universities. Engage is a social collaboration product sold into further education and higher education, but increasingly becoming a mobile front end to our other products like Recruit and Marketing, which provides a real differentiator in the market to be able to provide that fully integrated mobile front end. Scheduling and timetabling is a recent acquisition we did of a company called Semestry. And these are our current products, and we have others that we will continue to develop out. So if we have a look at our 2021 objectives, these reflect our stated goal of driving to be a SaaS software provider. And those of you who may have seen our recent Capital Markets Day, we confirmed a key objective to double our annual recurring revenue in 5 years' time, and we remain confident of achieving that. And of course, increasing ARR and improving EBITDA margins then is a core objective. And we have made good progress on that in these 6 months, with ARR increasing 5% in those 6 months and has continued to increase in the subsequent period. EBITDA margin up to 23%, the highest percentage that it's been at in the tenure of the current board. We also have focused on building out our customer position. So this is selling our product to new customers of it in our existing product set, about moving our customers into the Tribal Cloud. But it's also about successfully selling our Tribal Edge products into new customers and increasing our share of wallet there, which we've done successfully. And I'll come on to our wins in just a minute. And the third sort of plank of our 2021 objectives is about continuing to deliver on our Tribal Edge products. So our submissions product was delivered and is successfully rolled out to all of our existing customers. The second module, admissions, we have recently released and have successfully sold it to two early adopters. And then we've acquired Semestry in April, as I said, adding our scheduling and timetabling capability to our product set. So if we have a look at our key wins, I think the key message here really is that we see continuing strong customer demand in cloud solutions. So that's taking existing products into the cloud. It's about universities working through what their cloud strategy is and looking for student experience solutions in native cloud technology. And we feel we are well positioned to take advantage of that. And key wins this half were both in our Tribal Edge products, but also in our existing products, and also in the ability to sell the Tribal Edge products to existing or to new SITS and EBS customers. So for example, we were successful in winning a new EBS customer, Tiwari Wananga, and successfully sold EBS, but with our Recruit and Marketing solution, our wellbeing solution, which are Edge solutions around that core EBS. And that also was an important deal for us because the Wanangas are the further education colleges in New Zealand, specifically targeted to the indigenous Maori people. And to win a Wananga on top of our significant market presence in New Zealand really consolidates our position as the market leader in New Zealand. So in other Edge products, we successfully sold the recruitment solution into St. Andrews, our wellbeing solution to Brunel. Semestry acquired a new customer at the University of Leiden. Important both in terms of building out the Semestry customer base, but also it provides new customers that we are able over time to cross-sell our new products into. And a core plank of our strategy is building out our core customer base so that we can cross-sell into that customer base often into new geographies, and Leiden is a large university in the Netherlands. The University for the Creative Arts and Aberystwyth are both new admissions customers. So they're the first two customers we sold our new admissions product to. UCA is an existing customer of ours, SITS customer. Aberystwyth is not. So that, in a sense, validates the strategy that we can and will sell our EDGE products and our admissions products to be front end to other student management systems, not only to our existing SITS customers. We also successfully sold two complete new SITS implementations for the University of West London and Southampton Solent University. And these are universities, but just under about 12,000 students each. So these overall value of these deals is around about £2 to £3 million each, but really significant in the fact that we are consolidating and building on our market share and our dominance within the UK market. Then in terms of Tribal Cloud, we have signed a deal with the University of Warwick. So those of you who are familiar with our results from last year will know that we signed a deal with the University of Sydney and with King's College London to then move their existing complex SITS implementations out into the Tribal Cloud. And Warwick then is the third university that we've successfully signed a contract to do that with. And these are, it's really important in part because clearly it drives increased revenue for us, in part because it consolidates our story about taking the customers out into the Tribal Edge product. If we are then managing their system in the Tribal Cloud, it's a smaller step for customers to go completely into Tribal Edge. In terms of our partnership with the university, it really cements that partnership because these SITS, the student management systems, are the most critical systems for a university. So when you are giving the management of that system to a partner, that is a partner in whom you have great trust to manage that into the future. So these are significant wins for us, and we do see a significant number of opportunities of other universities wanting also to explore taking their student management systems out into the public cloud. So just in terms of our overall ARR growth and our addressable markets, Tribal historically has operated in the sort of left two of these quadrants. And the quadrants, as you can see, is new and existing customers and new and existing products. So we have been focused and continue to focus on selling products into existing customers. So that's the small upsell modules for our, for example, SITS customers. That's the bottom left quadrant. New customers selling existing products is about University of West London, Solent, selling new SITS and EBS customers. And we continue successfully to sell that. But more and more, we're able to address all four quadrants, where we're selling then new products to existing customers. So this is about the EDGE products, recruitment, marketing, and well-being. We're now selling those into our existing customer base. And also to the top right quadrant, these new products are being sold into new customers, like Leiden with Semestri and like Aberystwyth taking on admissions. So we're now increasingly able to address those four quadrants and increasingly looking to expand our addressable markets so we take our new products into new addressable markets for us. Finally, a comment on environmental social governance, ESG. This is important for the PLC board. We now have a formal ESG committee chaired by Nigel Hawkes, who is a non-executive director, to ensure that appropriate advocacy structure of ESG. And within each of those headings, we have two core initiatives. Just to call out a couple of them, we have continued our commitment to delivering our services remotely. It's been successful for us, and we intend to continue. That significantly reduces our carbon footprint. We support charities. Student Minds is a student charity to help student mental health issues. On the governance side, we're driving to global ISO certification and successfully doing that. And last but certainly not least, diversity is a core plank of ESG for us. And we have put in place a specific recruitment charter to make sure that we have an inclusive practice of how we recruit staff, so that over time, and these things clearly do take time, we are able to increase our diversity and inclusion. And we will continue to report back each 6 months on our progression towards our ESG targets. So with that, I'm going to pass over to Diane for the finance numbers. Diane.
Thank you very much, Mark. So today I'll be taking you through the financial results for the first half, and I'll also talk through some of our key performance indicators in a bit more detail. So on this front page, I'll be presenting all the numbers on a constant currency basis. That's because 40% of our revenues are outside the UK, so it can distort and not make the underlying trading performance that clear. So all of these numbers will be on a constant currency basis. On the revenue side, you can see that our revenues have increased by 1%, going from 39 to 39.3 million pounds. In that, though, it hides two kind of underlying factors within our business. So on the SIS side, we've got some good performance. It rises by 4% year on year. And then on the ES side, it's been impacted by COVID. So that's gone down 11%. I'll be talking a bit more about the SIS and the ES business on a later slide. On the adjusted EBITDA margin percentage, you can see that we've risen by 22 to 23%. And our performance has gone from 8.6 to 9.2. So that's a 7% increase in our margin numbers. This reflects our underlying control of our cost base. So our outsourcing of our moving of our back office operations to the Manila. And also we're looking at some of our professional development services in KL in Malaysia. And also it benefits from some Forex movements as well. When you move on to the right-hand side of the graph, you can see that this is our fifth consecutive year of margin improvement. So we've gone from 19% up to 23%. So every single year we've managed to improve our margin percentage, as Mark says, puts us on our trajectory to get to the early 30s in 5 years' time. So I'm going to move on now to talk about some of our other performance indicators. Statutory profit after tax has increased by 17%, gone from 3.8 to 4.4 million. This just reflects the underlying performance of the business and our improving trading performance. Our ARR and committed income, I'll talk about on the next slide, but you can see that ARR, as Mark said, has improved by 5% in just 6 months. So it's gone from 47.2 to 49.6. And our committed income, the backlog, all the revenue from all our existing contracts has gone up 1%. Our net cash number has gone down from 6.7 to 4.3, but that's because we've invested in both Symmestry and Crimson of £5.5 million. Our adjusted free cash flow is still strong. We're maintaining it at 4.2 million, which is about equivalent to last year's numbers. And that's what we then use to invest in other companies such as Symmestry and Crimson and into our Tribal Edge portfolio. Our earnings per share has gone up 11%, 1.9 pence to 2.1 pence. And again, like the statutory profit after tax, this reflects our underlying trading performance. On the next slide, I'm just going to break out and talk in a bit more detail that ARR number. We have grown from the 47.2, as I said, to the 49.6. Just in 6 months, we've grown by 5%. This reflects all those deals that Mark's been talking about, such as the new SIS deal we have from Solent. And also we get some price increases year on year as the inflation impacts our existing customers. And also as the universities get more students in, that also increases our license fees. So we will get a steady improvement in our underlying results, as well as the new deals coming through. Also shows our Edge modular approach working. We have some great sales for admissions, our student marketing, wellbeing and support. So all those deals are starting to come through the numbers. And the Symmestry acquisition obviously had a one-off benefit as well. So of that 15% CAG, which I mentioned in the chart, 2 percentage points is due to Symmestry. The 15% CAG that I have on there is basically taking June 20 up to the present day. That includes a couple of wins we've had post 30th of June, which is University of West of London and the Leiden University and the Warwick deal. When you add those in, which cumulative come to about £1 million, that increases the CAGR up to 15%. So that is on track to deliver ARR improvement of doubling it in 5 years' time, which Mark mentioned. So really good, solid strength and performance on the ARR numbers. And obviously, this is a leading performance indicator, so this will flow through to revenues in future years. On the next slide, this is where I talk about the different segments of our business and how they performed. So on the SIS side, as you can see, it has increased by 4%. This reflects the good sales we had in the previous year. So I said ARR is a leading indicator. So this performance reflects the deals that we had in the previous year. That's now increased by 4%. And also shows that in the COVID world, we've managed to move successfully to this remote delivery model. So the SIS has held up really, really well. On the profit side, we've held flat roughly. We're at £12 million again, which is the same as last year. But the percentage margin you can see has gone down by 2 percentage points to 38%. That's because in the previous year, we had a one-off benefit. As COVID impacted the company, we moved to a four-day working week for 3 months, which is May, June and July. So we had a one-off benefit last year, which won't repeat this year. On the ES side, our revenues have decreased by 11%. In there, we've got to cover a mixed story as well. So in the UK, the US and New Zealand, our contracts and deals have continued to perform well. All our models have moved to remote delivery and they've continued to work very well. However, on the UAE and our ADEC contract, what we had is that all the schools have closed. So we haven't been able to do the school inspections that we were hoping for. In that case, it's just dropped our revenues down. We have managed to ameliorate that. We had some good deals in Bahrain and the Cayman Islands, and this has helped up that revenue stream as well. However, on the profit side, it's a very different story. As you can see, we've actually increased to £2.2 million, which is a 23% improvement year on year. This shows flexibility of our ES model. We work with our associate contract base, which means that we're very, very flexible on the contract side. We've also benefited from some shorter contracts, which have some good high margin. So the ES margin is a very different story. It's actually increased by 7 percentage points up to 27%, which is a great result for us. On the next slide, I'm just going to bring to life a bit more around that SIS underlying revenue improvement to 4%. So in here, this breaks down our SIS revenue streams by the different elements. So the top line in there, the license and development fees, this is basically our license, our SaaS revenue streams, if you like. As you would expect, they've increased by 23%. So it's a very good, solid performance. This has got the submissions modules, which you've already seen, and these are now flowing through to our revenue streams. We also have some of our sales of marketing recruitment and support and wellbeing are now starting to flow through the numbers. So we have a really good, solid growth in there. Our support and maintenance fees, these are flat. So what we have in here is some of those uplifts I was talking about in terms of inflationary increase, and some of our new deals that have come with support and maintenance fees, that has started to flow through, but it's been offset by some of our declines in our longer term contracts, which is as expected. So overall, they've maintained flat. Our implementation services are about flat as well. We've gone from the 6.6 to 6.4. We just had some slight delays in the contracts, which just shifted a little bit of revenue out into half two, but overall a good solid performance. And the cloud services, as you would expect as well, this is where some of our high growth has come from, the 24% increase. So the cloud and the license development fees have increased just as you might expect. This is what demonstrates that 4% revenue increase. And the operating profit margin I've already just talked about is mostly due to the one-off benefits we had in the prior year. So a really good set of results for our SIS side of the business. Right, moving on to cash flow. So before I start on the cash flow, it's worthwhile mentioning that cash flow is quite seasonal in the tribal business. So the first half of the year tends to be lower cash generation, and the second half of the year, just due to the time of our contracts, is where we actually generate the most cash. So our adjusted free cash flow for the first half of the year is 4.2 million, again, very consistent with prior years. That then funds our tax and other items, such as our lease payments, which is £2 million. And then using that money, we've then done some real investments for the future. So Tribal Edge is running at 4.5 million, which is in line with our £10 million to spend every year that we promised. And then we have the acquisition that I mentioned before in both Symmetry and Crimson. In Symmetry, spent 4.5 million and deferred consideration is for the Crimson consultants, which is about 1.3. Dynamics, the Crimson consultant business is now fully paid. So there's no more payments on that side. And for the Symmetry one, there's just one more payment in half two of about £1.5 million. So that's the only things to come through there. We've gained some money in terms of proceeds from shares as we have some share option schemes from our employees. And we also drew down a loan of 2.5 million just to help manage our cash flow and our working capital throughout the first half of the year. But it has now been fully repaid. Actually, it's due to go out today. So it will be repaid in August. So overall, you can see you had some really strong cash flows, which has enabled us to invest in Tribal Edge and our acquisitions. Our cash conversion is consistent with the last year. We're running at 66%. So it's, again, it's a good cash conversion for the business, but it will improve in half two, as you would expect, just due to the seasonality of our business. On the next slide, we have product development. So again, this is our key investment for the future. As you would expect, we've increased it from 4.6 to 6.8 million. That's a mixture of CapEx and OpEx items. The 4.5 in there is a tribal edge investment I was referring to. So that has now paid for all our submissions, the Australian product, which Mark has mentioned. It's also paid for admissions V1, which has now been released. I'll be investing that for the rest of this year and into next year as well, before, as we get a full rollout. So at the moment, admissions has two early adopters on there, and then we hope to get more and more customers onto that platform as we go. In terms of tribal edge sales, just to kind of bring to life just how well this modular approach is working. So we said submissions have been sold to 8 additional customers, Engage has been sold to 4 additional customers in the year, and admissions we've now sold to that first 2, being Aberystwyth and UCA. So really strong performance on our modular sales approach, which kind of convinces ourselves that this 10 billion investment in tribal edge is very, very worthwhile. The 2 million down the bottom is just showing our investment in our existing solutions. As you would expect, these customers are still very valuable to us. We need to make sure we look after them well, and we are being more efficient as we go, but we are still spending money on our existing solutions as well, which goes through our P&L. So overall, if I just put everything in perspective from a financial perspective, what I would say is that our ARR is really, really strong. It's at 15%. That's enabled our SIS revenues to grow, hence the 4% increase in our SIS. ES, despite the revenue decline, has held up well, so margins remain very, very strong. And we've enabled that strong cash flows then to invest in our future through Tribal Edge and selected acquisitions. So at this point, I'll hand back to Mark. Mark, over to you.
Great. Thank you very much, Diane. Overall then, to summarise, we've been increasingly confident not only in 2021, but in the strategy and the future success of that strategy. You know, we see growing customer endorsement through the continuing SITS wins, the tribal cloud wins, the wins around our Edge product, and the 2 new admissions customers. We do see expanding market opportunity, as I've described, getting into new markets. Vestry takes us into the Netherlands, into Belgium, into the Nordics, and the ability to, over time, cross-sell is really important to that strategy. So we see that increasing opportunity. We do see universities have this increasing requirement to provide a more personalized student experience, and that gives the opportunity for us to put those new products forward. And clearly, we see a growing ARR, as Diane has described. So, you know, overall, we have had a positive start in 2021, and we are increasingly confident in that successful outcome for the year.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.